Here in the UK, a centuries-old tradition of church bell ringing is under threat. There's a shortage of new recruits. A BBC local radio survey suggests it's getting more and more difficult to persuade newcomers to take on the task. So how do you attract a new generation? Joe Tilley is a tower captain at St Dunstan's in Stepney in East London. What first lured him to bell ringing?
I think part of it was just curiosity, because you hear the noise and behind stained glass windows you can see shadowy figures moving around and you think, oh, what is it that they're doing? So, yeah, I suppose it was just curiosity, really. And then once I got in the tower and found out what the mechanics of it were, that's what really motivated me to do it. And I think what I found was when you first try it, you think it looks really easy and it's actually much harder than it looks, as most things are. And so you get a real motivation to try and perfect your technique and to do it correctly.
So share some of the skills you found out you needed in case any of our listeners also have a dream to be a bell ringer.
So you're doing an activity that has maybe 6, 8 or 10 people. So your communication has to be very good. You can't really talk whilst the bells are ringing. So a lot of it is to do with listening. So you're listening for other people's bells and your bell in relation to that, but also the visual clues. So you're looking to see where they're looking, to see where you should be ringing, or perhaps you might go a bit wrong and someone will turn at you and smile and you've got to pick that up and think, ah, right, what am I supposed to be doing? Am I ringing after that person? Are they telling me to ring more quickly? And then the other aspect of it would be the physical strength. So ringing that requires quite a lot of energy. And so you're perfecting your technique to get the bell up to the balance, which with something that big can be quite difficult.
You don't look like the Hulk. So is it the way you pull the bells down? Because usually it's a big rope, isn't it? Or it's a technique rather than strength.
Yes, so it relies a lot on, I suppose, gravitational potential energy. So the bell is, we call it up, so it's balancing. And you just need a tiny pull for it to swing on a wheel. And so that's where the skill comes, because if you pull it too hard, it will spin round too quickly and potentially break. And if you don't pull it hard enough, then it's not going to go anywhere. But we have a ringer, and I'm sure she wouldn't mind me saying she's quite petite.